Welcome back to
Shut the Fuck Up.
Show where we do news stories, talk shit, keep it
strictly platonic.
Yeah. How you doing, man?
I'm okay. I'm not bad.
You're busy, man. You're busy.
Drinking beers, busy lady. Yeah. I don't want to get into it. Well, how are you? Then I'll get into it.
I am doing okay. I'm trying to slowly but surely cut myself off sugar. Not 100%, but just like reduce the sugar and reduce the carbs.
Like Tony the Tiger.
Yeah. So, well, not like that, but because I tried cold turkey.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Yeah.
So
it's hard.
Like day two, I would have literally sucked the guy off for like a piece of bread.
I would have
take the load in the mouth. Balls and all, fucking gargle on that cock and fucking swallow every load.
Gross.
For that piece of bread.
Really? You're that addicted to bread?
Well, just carbs or sugar. Sugar would probably be bigger. So I'm trying to wean myself off.
Okay.
It's like fucking
what are you doing?
Cocaine. Less and less every day. And I'm not eating carbs for dinner and on.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah. Just carbs for like breakfast.
What you should be doing.
Maybe like potato for lunch or something like that, but like no pancake. Bread. Yeah. But like no bread in the evening and then like no eating at all after like 6:30. And no like candy.
Well, yeah. We're supposed to be having big breakfasts and little suppers. Like in Italy. In Italy, they do that. Huge lunch.
Yeah.
Huge. And then at night, they eat hardly anything.
A little salad or something.
Not even. Like hardly anything.
So for this evening, I had a homemade vegetable soup.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Minestrone. That's what it's called. Vegetable soup. Minestrone.
Well, it was like butternut squash.
Okay.
Yeah. And like a little tortilla with a thing. But like the tortillas are only 9 grams of carbs.
Oh, okay.
So slowly, you know, weaning myself up.
But you should have still a full dinner, just no carbs and sugar. Can't you have like meat?
Yeah, like a salad or like meat and like mushrooms and carrots and that.
Just the soup, it's like small.
No, but actually the soup is very filling though.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's got a lot of...
Well, good for you. I can't do it.
I'm getting there, man. I'm getting there.
I cannot do it.
Slowly but surely. You're Italian. It's impossible.
Yeah. Especially when you live alone. That's all you know how to do.
And you're vegetarian too, so that cuts out your meat options.
Yeah.
So if you didn't eat carbs, you'd literally be eating... Nothing.
Lots of eggs.
Yeah. Which I have today. I had 15 eggs. And nothing.
I actually love eggs. They make me feel fantastic.
Eggs are
like
good for you.
Eggs a day. You
can
great.
I eat four. I can eat four in a sitting.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
It's all good for you. All good fats.
You know what I discovered today?
What?
I never really thought about it, like sat down and thought about it. Models.
Yeah.
So my job.
Yeah, they're good looking.
Yeah, okay. So I wouldn't go up with them, but.
I like the plus size them too. Like, I like all shapes and sizes.
Right.
Even the plus size models.
In my job, I have to book models
and
do e-com photography. So, for the clothes on the website, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like watching her today. I'm sitting down and I'm watching her and I'm like, she's on the stage. She's just waiting, like on the set.
Yeah.
Waiting. And there's like the hair person going hair. And then the stylist person going fix, style. Yeah. I should have said that.
Hair.
Style. And then. She's just standing there. And I'm like, wow, this person's job is literally just a pretty face.
Yeah, looking good.
That is so not fulfilling. Think about it. We are only hiring you because you're a pretty face.
Yeah.
We don't care about you, about your thoughts, about your anything. You're literally a Barbie doll.
We don't care about your thoughts, but we care about your thighs.
That's crazy, isn't it?
No.
I find that insane. Come on. Imagine being in the model's head, like... I could be stupid, be like, have great, interesting stories. Yeah. Something could happen to me. It doesn't matter as long as nothing happens to my face.
The models that you've dealt with, are a lot of them like airheads or is that
No, they're smart.
A couple of them are smart.
Yeah, a couple of them. All of them are smart.
One or two. Yeah.
But they don't talk. Nobody talks to them. I try to like
include
them.
Did you ever see that TED Talk on the model that like kind of, oh, what? I got to show it to you. It's essentially a model who just calls out the industry.
Okay.
And she says, like you said, like, the only reason I'm here is just because of luck and genetics.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And she just talks about like, all these girls say, oh, I'm so pretty now. They want to be models. Like, don't be a model. Be fucking somebody who runs the thing. Anyways, she gave a great TED Talk. I will link you.
I want to listen to it.
Very relevant. You'll love it.
But I was sitting there and I was literally going like, wow, that sucks. And like, I'm sitting there at work and I'm like booking models. And I literally am going, no, oh, her nose. Oh, no, her teeth are weird. Oh, no, her hips are this. Oh, no, that's not the brand. Oh, no, her hair is not the brand. And I'm like, whoa, this sucks. Like,
wow. Does that fuck up your real life? Like, when you're on Tinder, you're like, no, I'm not a fan. His eyes are weird.
No, because it's very easy for me to differentiate work and
learn. You don't shit where you eat.
Like, whatever.
You don't shit where you eat.
No, not at all.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they have such a bad life. They just sit there and look good and get paid for it. They decide to do... Nobody's like, here's the thing.
Well, no,
you got people in like Korean labor camps. Like,
okay, yeah.
That's all they do is get fucking whipped and pick rice.
Old school. Don't put those words in my head.
I was like, then you get these models. Like, I feel so bad for these poor models who look great and get paid to fucking look hot.
Okay, there, buddy.
You know what I'm saying, yo?
But way to fucking paint me on a Hitler scale. I mean, here. Let's just, for one
second.
We'll
empathize. Yeah, we'll empathize.
Empathize. Yeah. Have a heart for a second.
Of course. So why did they do it?
Because it's $8,000 a day.
Okay. Well, yeah. I don't feel too sorry for them. Sorry. You're not really swaying me over with your argument there.
It's expensive.
$8,000. You literally just do it for a year or two. Fucking buy a house. You're good.
They don't work every day, though. They only work when they get booked, right?
Okay. But how much is your average model that you book? How much do they make in a year?
I don't know.
Just getting paid to look good.
Like, I don't know.
Ballpark.
I don't know. Well, I have models that range from $2,000. I'm not going to ask them how much you make in a year.
Yeah, why not?
No, you know that's not what you don't ask that people.
You'd be like, listen, I do a podcast and I need to know
how much. I have five models that I alternate every week.
Yeah.
And some of them are $2,000 a day and some of them are $7,000 a day.
And what's the difference? Like, is it like
experience.
The hotness? It's not the hotness scale?
Experience.
Okay.
Some of them don't need direction. Some of them do.
And that's $5,000 more?
Yeah, apparently. Fuck.
But that's like, here's the thing. In every other industry, right? Like you buy Chinese knockoff, whatever. Wouldn't you want to pay less and just tell the person to stand here and fucking save $5,000?
No, because it's not the brand.
Okay.
It's so stupid. There's $500 photographers and there's $6,000 photographers.
Gotcha. Because it's not just the brand.
It's just weird. Like
so
that.
You sound like you're really having a fulfilled time working there. You must be loving your job.
I actually am liking it. I'm liking the structure. Mm. I haven't had a structure like 9-to-5 job for 7 years.
Yeah.
And I'm liking the involvement and people asking me for things and that and me organizing. I'm liking that rather than me sitting at my office doing nothing. La la la.
That's literally what she does in the office.
La, 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 la.
And you see the keyboard, like her Microsoft Word's like tap, 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 tap. What'd you
on do the
today?
Screen.
Yeah,
tap, 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 tap. Style, style, style. Hair.
So once you figure out the showering thing, I think you might be down with a 9-to-5, man. You might be down with it. Okay. So yeah, I agree though. Yeah, you figure... I don't know, I felt bad for her.
Like, she was literally standing there. Like, I don't want to talk about this forever.
Yeah.
But she was just standing there looking at nothing. The hair was going hair.
Yeah.
And the style was going style. And then it was like, okay. And then she would go pose. Okay, change outfit. And it was like for an whole day. And I was like, wow, that sucks. Like,
I can't really get too sad for somebody who's making fucking $8,000 a day to stand around.
Yeah, it's just that people, think of a model.
The job,
When you think of a model, you think of a dumbass. You said it before, like, oh, do they actually have a brain? Imagine being that person always being like pointed at and saying, oh, I'm sorry, you have thoughts? That's so weird.
Yeah.
It would affect me for sure. But maybe I'm oversensitive. It's very possible.
You know, I think if you see that $8,000 check, I think you might be able to take it.
I guess. But that doesn't last long, right? It lasts like for 10 years. Then that's it. You're too old.
$8,000, yeah, but it's $800,000. You have a house by then. And probably a fucking dude with a good job and nice looking kids and blah. You're all fucking set. I can't really empathize there. But anyways, you never know. It's true.
Anyway, you know. We can't get into like other jobs that suck because we did it a few episodes ago.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, go ahead. You talk. La la la.
So I noticed that I chew my coffee.
Pardon?
So I was drinking coffee. I'm not like chewing down, but I'm doing the motion of chewing the liquid. And then I like further analyze myself.
Okay.
And I also chew ice cream, yogurt.
I chew ice cream and yogurt. Like, liquid though? That, yes. Why would you chew that?
It makes no sense. Water, I just, whatever. But the liquid, I have to do the chewing motion or it's not as good.
What?
I know. It makes no sense.
You're fucking retarded.
It makes no sense.
What?
I know. I tried
to drink it without chewing?
Couldn't do
when
it.
When did you notice this?
Like a week ago.
I know, but like how? Like what the fuck
I'm
am I doing?
Like, why am I chewing? There's nothing to chew. It's
mind
liquid.
Blown. You're like, am I chewing my coffee right now? You must look like such an idiot behind
nobody
your computer.
Nobody notices it.
Okay.
Nobody's called me out on it. Here, I'll show you an example of what I do, okay? It's not good for audio, but here. This is my coffee, right?
Okay. You look like a dumbass.
I know. First of all, how has nobody noticed this?
I know. Man, it kind of looks like, though, that you're, like, drinking. Like,
okay, gulping? Mm-hmm. No, I'm literally...
I don't know how much liquid you have in your mouth that you have to go, like, 8 times, but...
No, all about 4 chews.
Okay, I'm going to try. Sorry, audio.
But don't, like, chew down. Just, like, just have the teeth click.
Oh, how do you even do it? I swallow too fast. Wait.
Let me do it again. I'll show you.
I'm sorry, listeners. Now you're going to start doing it with beer. That looks retarded.
I know. But now you're going to notice me doing it now.
Wait a second. When do you swallow? Because I'm so busy.
After about 5 chews.
I'm so busy like chewing that I can't swallow.
After about 5 chews.
That is why it's stupid. What a waste of time.
I have no idea why I do this, but I fucking do it. It's the most retarded thing ever. And now that I've mentioned it, you're going to notice me doing it now. You're going to yell at me.
But you don't do it for beer.
No, I don't do it for beer.
I don't think we've ever drank coffee together.
That's probably why. You haven't noticed
I'm pretty sure I would have noticed.
Because you've been like, are you chewing your fucking coffee?
Why are you moving your mouth like that?
What the fuck are you doing?
That's so stupid.
It's the weirdest fucking thing. I don't know why I do it.
Oh, wow. Now, I said that I chew my ice cream and my yogurt. I don't. I actually put my tongue to the palate. That's how I chew it.
Oh, okay.
Like you squish it.
No, I literally chew it.
No, I don't do that. Wow, you don't have sensitive teeth, do you?
I do. Super sensitive.
Gee, you wonder why?
Keep on.
Because I think that would kill me if I chewed my ice cream.
No, but I'm not pressing down. It's just like the teeth are just barely touching. The
fuck is this?
I don't get it either. I don't know why I do it.
It's hashtag weirdest, do you chew?
It's the weirdest habit ever, but I do not enjoy the food as much if I don't do it. It's just like the coffee's not as good.
I would love to know if somebody else does that.
I'm the only person on the face of the earth. It is that stupid to do that.
Okay, listeners, hashtag do you chew?
Anybody else? Hold on, we got to be more specific.
Nope.
What are you chewing?
Nope. Do you chew?
Yes or no? I just downed a steak with chewing a fucking thing. You can do that? Well, some chicks can down a kielbasa. Yeah.
What?
Okay,
No comment. Yeah. Wait, no. Did you research this though? Do you chew
when you drink coffee?
Your
coffee. This, come on. This
ice cream. Oh, toenails.
Oh, that's weird.
What did we say? Coffee. Oh, look at that. Nothing's coming up.
I'm the only person in the world that does this.
Would you chew your coffee? Would you chew your coffee?
No, because I'm not retarded.
With the Go Cube, you can chew your coffee.
Ooh.
Don't have time to drink your coffee? Chew it.
That makes no sense. You don't have time to drink. You don't have time to chew.
No.
You're completely inventing.
want the listeners to try this. Anything you have in front of you, water, beer, coffee, drink and chew it. But it doesn't even make sense.
But don't like chew down hard. Just do the motion. Yeah. The motion. And like tap the teeth a bit.
And let me know if you're able to swallow it at the same time.
So as of this releasing, like when you're listening to this, you will be in Portugal.
I am in Portugal right now.
As of right now,
you are listening to this podcast, unless it's like you're super late in the shows and I'm back.
You're in Italy or something.
But right now, if it is Saturday, I am actually on a plane back from Portugal.
Oh, okay. So what are you going to be doing in Portugal?
I'm shooting a wedding.
So hold on.
I'm photographing a wedding.
So you're getting paid.
Yep.
Somebody is giving you money to go fly to Portugal and take photos.
Yep.
Instead of just hiring Portuguese dude.
Yep.
So you're that good. The guy's hiring your ass to fly your ass there.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But I mean, good. I'm better than the guys that you know, or at all-inclusives, let's say. I don't know if it's an all-inclusive there, but, you know, you go to Cuba, it's an all-inclusive. First of all, you pay like $2,000 and they only stay for like the ceremony and a few portraits after. It's like not worth it.
So it's better.
I stay there the whole week with you guys. So it's like much more worth it for the price.
It's better to get you in there. And you get a free vacation. Like everybody wins.
Yeah.
Cool.
Everything's paid for a
week.
And
you like to travel, eh? Like you're...
I like to travel.
Yeah.
But with the dogs now, I kind of feel guilty throughout because I'm like, what are they doing? Are they okay? Are they still alive?
Well, you have the app. You could follow them and stuff.
Yeah, but I never have internet when I'm away, right?
Okay.
So.
Do you leave them with somebody or do you get somebody to look after?
Yeah, their father is still involved. He's still around.
Doggy dad.
The father is still involved and he takes care of them when I'm away.
Do you guys have like visitation rights?
We do. He's getting them tomorrow.
That is hilarious.
No, not every week there, but when sometimes he'll text me and he'll be like, can I see the pups? And I was like, okay, I'll bring them to you tomorrow. And he like gets them. It gives me a break, which is awesome.
Do they have like separation anxiety like
with me?
Because you guys broke up and like
no. But if I ever let's say they're outside and I'll be like, do you guys want to go see daddy? They'll get super excited.
Oh wow.
They're like beyond excited. And they go at the door and they're like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. They like get really excited. So,
but does it get awkward then when like foster daddy comes in and like foster daddy's there and dad, doggy daddy's there?
I teach them names.
Let's say
like the Ontario when I dated him for a year and a half and I said like, this is Ontario. And then I'll be like, go see Ontario. And they would go see Ontario. So I would teach them, but they'll never have another dad. Because I'm weird like that. So fucking
that
weird.
That is fucking weird.
Out loud. That sounds fucking weird.
That is very fucking weird.
But yeah.
Hold on. Okay. We might get a bit weird. Did you take your time to introduce Ontario to your dogs because you didn't want to like disrupt?
Absolutely.
That is fucking hilarious.
That's fucking lovely.
So it's like your real kid.
Yeah.
You don't want to like disrupt the environment.
No. I dated a lot of guys and they wanted to come back to my place.
You're
and
like,
I was like, no.
I don't want you to meet my dogs.
I don't want you to meet my dogs yet.
Meet my babies.
My dogs are very emotional.
That is fucking hilarious.
I know. It sounds really retarded saying it out loud.
It does sound kind of weird.
Yeah. But my dogs are super smart. I know like people are listening to this and be like, all dogs are smart, whatever. No, my dogs are really smart. They know names, no words. They understand timing that I'm going to work, when to go to work. They get it. So I'm careful around them.
They actually help
her take
photos.
Yeah. Oh my God, that'd be the best.
They book appointments for you.
That would be the best. But yeah. My little camera that I have, I have a little camera that I can watch them. Every time they bark, it sends me a text message saying, your dogs are barking. Would you like to see what's going on? And I can press on it and it shows me my house. But I can't talk to them because I know that if I talk to them too often, they'll start barking just to hear my voice.
Okay.
And it's like, I can't make a pattern.
Yeah.
So yeah,
you wanna
anyway.
Do that negative reinforcement.
Yeah, exactly. Like they'll know. Like they'll be like, okay, if we bark, mommy's going to come on this weird voice somewhere and let's do it. So they'll bark even more. So I very rarely I'll talk to them through the microphone.
That whole animal attachment thing, correct me if I'm wrong, but it just seems okay. It just seems like it's gotten more prevalent over the last, say, 15 years.
With the whole hipster era.
you'd have family pets, but like it would just get, you know, family pet break, like, just bring it, put it down, whatever.
Yeah.
You know? But now it seems like people are like bringing their pets to psychologists and fucking giving them the best school and food. And so, like you said yourself, you treat your dogs better than you treat yourself.
Yeah.
But that to me is like a recent phenomenon.
I think so too. I do think so too. With the whole, and like I feel awful to say, with the whole hipster era, people are just more sensitive to everything. And sometimes it's like, calm the fuck down. It is a dog.
Yeah.
But before these dogs, I had a dog with my parents.
Right.
And she was 19 years old when she passed away.
Yeah.
And we had to put her down because she just wouldn't die. And she was like, fucked. But anyways, to this day, I feel bad of how non-family dog we treated her. She was literally just a dog.
Right. Which she is.
Which she is. But it's like, a lot of people right now, I feel like a lot of people in our generation are not having kids because they're more oriented by careers and other things that are more important.
The dogs are replacing it.
It's like replacing a child.
Interesting. Okay.
Rather than like people were so involved with family back then that it was like, well, I have my family and I have the dog.
Yeah.
But now dogs are becoming family because we have nothing else. Like for me anyways, that's the case. Yeah. I have no family, no boyfriend, no nothing. My dogs are my children. Yeah. I would literally, I've said this before, take a bullet for my dogs. Yeah. I have nightmares about stuff happening to my dogs. I have a plan if somebody breaks into my house, how to make my dogs escape and me giving my life. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's like I have a kid.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Yeah. Of course, that could be borderline obsessive.
A little bit, but...
And I'm always the type, like, whatever pet I have, I take very good care of them. I love them and stuff. But... You know, if something happened, like,
yeah, I know.
I wouldn't freak out to put it down. You know what I mean? Like, it just...
Yeah, no, I'll die. When my dog's going, I'll die. I've had this conversation with C-Money.
Okay.
And he, like, yelled at me, obviously, because he has two kids. I have two dogs. And I was like, no, literally, these are my kids.
Yeah.
And he couldn't put his hand around the fact that it's like, yeah, but my kids are human. I was like, yeah, but my dogs are like my humans. I don't care they have four legs and can't talk.
Yeah.
It's like a kid that, you know, has autism. Like, he just stays in this baby era, doesn't talk, doesn't, it walks very well, but it's still my child. And he's like, no, but mine are human, don't grow up. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't have that. When I get that, we'll have this discussion again, but I don't have it now. So,
would you like to know some fun facts about game shows and TV shows I've been looking up recently?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, wait, can I say something? I've been listening to another podcast, Beautiful Anonymous. Which is an idea that I've had, and now I found out that apparently it's been a thing forever.
What's Beautiful Anonymous?
Anonymous people, just people, call into the show, don't say their name, their location, anything. They just talk about anything for an hour.
It's essentially like a
free therapy session.
Yeah, it's a therapy session.
But
not a lot of people
the shit that comes out of there is insane. Like, obviously people are depressed and stuff like that, but it makes you relate to them because everybody's fucking depressed.
Yeah.
So it's like, today I was listening to an episode, an older episode, a girl that escaped from a cult.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Like, how fucking cool is that?
The Moonies?
No, 2x2 it was called.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I've read a really good book on cults. It's a guy who was stuck in the
really?
called the Moonies. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this was an hour podcast.
Cool. Okay.
But it was and every week somebody calls in. Yeah. Anyways,
it used plug. To do this random stuff. Eh.
It's super cool.
I actually wanted to do that too.
Me too.
Put a Craigslist ad. I think I'm a pretty good listener, so I think I'd be good.
I think. Well, anyway, my idea was more that I wanted to call random numbers.
Okay.
And just start a conversation with whoever picked up. That was my idea.
Okay. Mine was more like the put the number out there. You want to talk? I'm doing a podcast. Just see what happens.
I would love that. We should totally.
We should do that.
Anyways. Okay, go ahead. Your story.
Okay. I'm the type, I love to dig deep and break stuff down.
Okay.
So if
break
something.
Stuff or?
Not literally smash. fuck this. Fucking smashed up. No, I like to understand how shit works. So if there's like whatever government budget, I want to know where the money's going exactly for this thing. I want to understand how somebody does what they do.
Okay.
The techniques, work, and stuff. So a couple of the game shows and TV shows I've watched, it's not exactly how they portray it.
Agreed.
So one would be the People's Court, and it's a segment we're going to do. But all these judge shows, right?
Okay, let's go.
All these
I'm
judge
ready.
So how do you think it works in terms of...
I know how it works.
Oh, really? So you know the whole thing?
No, I don't know the whole thing. This is how I think.
Okay.
So
how do you interpret it?
Okay. Well, you know that I've been on Canadian Idol.
Did you actually make it on TV?
No.
You made the third round or something, right?
Yeah. So I went to the first Canadian Idol they had in Canada.
Yeah.
And I stood in line for 16 hours, like overnight outside.
Yeah.
So stupid. But, and then I went to the first round. You go through the first round. So like you see on TV and it's like, ooh, you go and hi, my name is Janice. And then they sing and it's like either awful, incredibly awful or the best, you know?
Yeah.
And you make it or not. So the first round is you're in a group. Like it's like 15 people and you're in a circle and there's a guy in the middle and he goes, okay, go sing. Next one. Okay, go sing. And it'll be like you, no. And he picks people that are good and people that suck.
Yeah.
He picks like pretty much everybody that's like has a really outrageous style.
Be good for TV.
Right.
Yeah. Got you.
Second one, you're four in a line and you have another judge. So I made it through the first round. I made it through the second round. And then the third round, this is all in one day. The third round, I was like sitting on a bench and I was like, not the next one. There was a girl in front of me and I was the next one. And the girl in front of me was like all wearing black, she had green hair, like purple lipstick. Yeah. It was like insane. She was like
a walking Fruit Loop.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
So she was there and the guy arrived, like the, not the judge, but like the guy that picks up people.
Producer,
or whatever.
Producer, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
And he goes, looks at her and he's like, okay, we have everybody, thanks. And everybody had to leave. And I was like, bah!
What the fuck, yeah.
Yeah, so like they found everybody they needed and everybody else can fuck off, you know?
Bye-bye. Thanks
so, yeah, I made it to the third round, which was, like, not in front of the judges. Was it in front of the judges? I don't remember. It was years ago now, but it was the last round, basically. So, yeah. And, yeah, so fake.
Well, actually, there was funny. There was the wrestling podcast I'd call in. That's why I met all these other guys. So, one of the guys was on the Australian Idol, and he was smart. He had, like, a gimmick.
Yeah, smart.
So, he was, like, this Star Wars nerd, and he really pushed that. And he got on TV.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Well, good for him. Because yeah. That's really how you get on TV. So you think you could dance?
Yeah.
I went with a friend of mine that really wanted to go. And it was the same thing. It was in a group of 30, then a group of 10, and then a group of 4. And then you maybe made it in front of the judges.
You have to stand. You have to have a unique something right away that clicks with.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they don't even care about your talent. They just like, you're good for TV. You're pretty. You're really ugly. Let's go.
Because like... 3/4 or half of the people are fucking good singers.
Mm-hmm.
It's luck. It's circumstance. It's the talent. Like 90% of the people out of the 5,000 can go on TV. It's just...
Not good enough. It's not the ratings.
You whittle it down. There's something specifically they're looking at or whatever. Good timing. It's whatever thing. It's, you know.
Whatevs, man.
Yeah. Okay. So People's Court.
Yeah.
How do you think it works? Like,
I think that they pick... From random, like somebody calls in and says, this is my story, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then they put, I have to go outrageous here. Then they put the two people in court and then, I don't know, tell me. Fuck.
Okay. So how I don't know how they find the cases.
Okay.
But essentially what happens is in real court, somebody's suing somebody else.
Okay.
So then essentially what they do is they sign an agreement to... have a third-party mediator deal with the case.
Okay.
So they say, okay, we're both going to agree that this person's going to decide. So it's not an actual courtroom.
Right.
You know, some of them used to be judges, but it's not a real courtroom. So they've decided, okay, we're going to let this third party figure it out.
Okay.
And a lot of times if you see these cases, like a Judge Judy, like they'll fucking tear into the defendant, like makes fun of him. He calls him a deadbeat dad and all this. So you figure, why the fuck would somebody go on TV to like...
Oh, he pays all the fees, right?
I'm getting to... Yeah, exactly. So what happens is...
Sorry.
Thanks for rooting it, Charlie.
I'm really listening it. I don't care about this podcast. I'm listening. I'm very intrigued.
So yeah, what happens is the plaintiff gets like $500.
Okay.
The defendant, if he loses, they pay his fees up to the max.
Okay.
So when he goes in, he's already good. All he has to do is show up. And so that allows them to kind of dig into him, make fun of the guy. And so you figure, like, why the fuck would somebody take that and not say, fuck you or whatever?
Yeah.
It's because they're paying their fucking, they don't give a shit.
Right.
If they fucking rule in their favor or not. So that's why, because they actually pay their.
That makes sense. I mean, you have to compensate somehow.
For sure.
So, yeah, I get it. So stupid, those shows. But anyway, go ahead. What's the next one?
Okay, so I'm sure you've seen the show, The Price is Right. Like, everybody knows about the show, right? Uh-oh, am I ruining something for you?
You know my first word was Bob Barker?
Oh, really?
My first word.
Was it Bob Barker or just Bob?
No, it was like Bob Barker.
Bob Barker.
But I was like, yeah, it was like stupid there. Like, Bob Barker.
Bob Barker, Bob.
Yeah. My mom watched it that much.
No, a lot of people are obsessed with it, and a lot of people have been on the show, whatever.
I don't like Drew Carey, though.
Okay, so I understand you get your faith with Bob there. But a lot of, you don't realize a lot of these showcases, not a lot of people keep them. Because you have to pay.
Oh, the insurance.
Taxes.
Yeah.
So, and especially if you're out of state, you got to pay all these fucking
taxes. I heard that. Yeah, you have to pay the taxes for like the cars that you win or everything. The insurance. And people can't afford it.
Yeah.
So they can't take the prize.
Yeah. So like, I think it's a high percentage of people. I don't know the exact percentage, but it's a high percentage. They just take like $500 or something.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's sad.
It's fucked up. Because you think, a new car. Like 90% of the time, that car ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
And apparently it takes a long time to get those prizes. If you actually pay the taxes and blah, 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 like it takes months.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe a year to get your prize.
It's funny how nobody hears about this shit, eh?
I'm surprised that they don't, nobody's done a piece on it.
Yeah.
But because it is a huge moneymaker for the network. Because it costs them nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And the prizes are all given. Like it costs them nothing to do it.
The prizes are all given?
Most of them. I believe all of them are given.
That's a lot of cars.
But the thing is, they don't give a lot of them out because nobody can afford it.
Right. That's true.
So they'll give out like one car out of 50.
I wonder how many times one car has shown up on the show. Like, is it always the same Jeep? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Or it's just like a display model that the company fucking puts in there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
But it is true. I heard about that.
But yeah, like a lot of reality TV too. It's like they do multiple takes. It's like, it's a fucking reality show.
But they also implant some stories, you know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Which is so stupid. But it's for TV, man. It's for ratings. That's why I don't watch that crap.
The Bachelor.
Ugh. I don't have cable. It's been like a long, like 10 years-ish plus. Yeah. So fuck that shit.
But you watch a lot of old stuff, eh?
Old stuff, yeah. Drew Carey Show and
that's when you're
Friends.
Well, you know my theory, the old person theory?
What?
You know you're officially old when you listen and watch stuff you used to listen to more than what's current?
Well, it sucks though. back in my days.
Back in my day when I used to walk 8 miles to school.
I will literally watch the Friends series like 150 times. Wow. Nonstop. I'll go from 1 to 10 to 1 to 10 to 1 to 10 to 1 to 10.
Really?
Yeah. Nonstop.
I've only done that with one show, watch more than once, and that was Rick and Morty.
Really?
Yeah. That was the only show.
It's comforting.
Okay, I guess. So it's a psychological thing for you.
It's probably comforting, yeah. I know every episode. I know what's coming up.
Interesting. But because you live a fucking crazy lifestyle, right?
Right now.
Yeah, but no, just like you're fucking taking photos and this, fucking flying here, doing this. So yeah, it's like your center. It's like your zen.
Maybe.
Your friend's fucking
DVD. Yeah, that
actually
makes sense.
Is your fucking zen.
Yeah, that makes sense, cool. Actually. That makes sense.
So your TV time has to be familiar. Has to
yeah,
be.
No, I can't deal with the drama and the this and the new twists and ugh, fuck that shit.
You don't watch Game of Thrones, you know what?
No, fuck that show. Fuck that. I watched the first episode, a kid fell out the window, I was like, bye. I left. Oh, bye. Hashtag so, fuck Game of Thrones.
Fuck you and Game of Thrones. All right. Because last week you chose
Platonic.
We're going to go, speaking of the People's Court.
Ooh, okay.
So Judge Charlie's going to be presiding over these next cases.
Nice.
Of the People's Court.
Do, 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 do.
I don't know what fucking song.
It's our own one. Do, 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 do. You'll like it. Do, 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 do.
I'm going to do the keyboard again like that. Did you hear the keyboard I did last week?
I did. It was good. I got it.
Very good. All right. So whatever the fuck that is, I'll make that
bam,
good.
Bam.
All right.
Okay, go.
Welcome to the People's Court. So you're going to judge.
Okay.
Like guilty, not guilty, whatever. And then I'll tell you what actually happened.
I have great judgment.
You're pretty
judgmental.
But yeah. Fucking bitch. Whatever. But yeah, you're
Pretty judgmental.
Fucking bitch. It's, you know what, Charlie? It's not unusual to seek
comfort. It's not unusual what? To be loved by anyone.
But,
it's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
It's funny if the lawyer's like, does she always sing during the cases? Or
is she high? Yeah. It's not unusual.
Happens every day.
No, to see me cry.
I want to die.
There you go.
It's not unusual to seek compensation.
Right, we said that. It's not unusual. Fuck.
We are never getting past this fucking article. It's...
I totally ruined it, eh? Just skip the sentence.
It's not bizarre to seek compensation.
Yes. Good job.
For being physically attacked.
Ooh.
Unless you've been assaulted by a seagull.
Seagull? Mine.
In 2014, Kathy Kelly, 59, from Glasgow, claimed she'd fallen down and injured herself after one such bird swooped down on her outside the office. She said, This gull came for me at full speed, wings outstretched, coming right for my face. Miss Kelly was demanding 7,000 pounds from the landlords for her workplace.
What?
She said it was their responsibility to deal with the problem of the gulls, which became aggressive when their chicks were born.
Okay.
Ann Walsh, a manager based at the site, was another victim. I was attacked myself by gulls, she said to the court. I was pooed on as part of the attack.
As part of the attack. Because the seagulls are going, pull on that one. Come on.
So this is your case. It's the case of the seagull. Overzealous seagull.
Okay, the girl against the company. Okay, so if more than one person gets attacked.
And they got pooed on too.
Okay, forget the poo there. If he gets attacked, like physically attacked, then I could see how it would be the responsibility of the business. Because it's more than one person, it's clearly a problem. If it was just her, I would have been like, fuck you. But yeah, so how many people?
Two people get attacked by this one seagull.
I'm going to defend the company.
So you would dismiss the case?
Yeah.
So the case was dismissed.
Yay!
When it got to court, with the judge saying there was no way of knowing whether the gull which attacked Miss Kelly had come from the top of her office.
That's true. Good point. Yeah, I agree.
All right.
I win.
Well, you don't win anything.
I win.
You're the judge, so...
I win.
I win the case. Okay, so she's singing fucking Fresh Tom Jones, and then she's like saying she wins every case. Like, what the fuck's with this judge?
Hashtag I win.
Okay, our next case is Fruit Oops.
Okay.
Police officer Tracy Ormsby claimed being hit by a pineapple turned into a recluse.
Pineapple.
A Glaswegian?
What?
A Glaswegian police officer tried to sue for 1.5 million euros as a result of a pineapple-related injury. Bizarrely, Officer Tracy Ormsby, 37, was struck by the tropical fruit during a protest at the closure of a swimming pool in 2001.
Wow.
She claimed that she was forced to quit her job as a result of the minor injury and spent 3 years as a mentally scared recluse.
What?
She was attacked by a pineapple while doing
her
job.
Who threw the pineapple?
One of the protesters, I would assume, that closed.
And she had to quit her job and she had to go into a mental facility?
Correct.
Ish. Because of a pineapple? Okay.
The case of Fruit Oops. How does judge...
Well, who is she suing?
She's suing the police department for insurance purposes.
No, fuck off. It was a freak accident. Who fucking has a pineapple? No. Dismissed.
But when the case got to court, a judge heard how Tracy had taken trips around the world, and the counsel from the police claimed she yelled, "Kerching, I'm in the money," when a doctor diagnosed her with post-traumatic stress disorder. But she was still awarded 3,000 euros.
What? Well, it's better than 1.5 million.
There you go. The case of the pineapple.
I want 1.5 million. We'll give you 3,000. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that works. Yeah. All right, Judge Charlie, our next case.
Yes, I am here to listen and not sing a song.
Domestic dispute.
Oh, no.
When one woman rationed her husband to one sex session a week, he took her to court.
Wow.
David Mason, 30, sued wife Brenda, 31, even though her only concern was not getting pregnant for a third time. The mechanic from somewhere emerged victorious. Oh, shit.
The mechanic is the husband? Yeah, I would have said calm down there. Oh, no, wait. What? He sued her.
Yeah, he sued her because she'd only give it to him once a week.
And he won?
He won, yeah.
What country was this?
Basingstoke, Hants. It must be England or something.
He won? I'm guessing the judge was a fucking guy.
But she took it to appeals court and judges decided that no court could rule she was being unreasonable. So she brought it to a higher court and won the appeal.
Well, Jesus Christ. Who the fuck? I hope that judge was disbarred. Is that the word? I can't. The judge was probably not having sex either. That's
there
why.
You go, probably.
Wow. That does suck though. I do feel bad for guys because we don't feel like having sex that often, but.
I just beat it
don't
off.
Fucking bring her to court. How ruined is your marriage
it's
after
amazing.
That?
Hey, you know what? He did the right thing. He took it down.
No, his marriage is over. Now he's alone beating it off every day.
No. She had to, contractually agree to fucking blow him twice a week.
No, she probably divorced him.
Who knows? She won in court.
So. I would.
Older, but not wiser.
Okay.
In 2007, a German strip club owner, then 77,
ooh,
had his advances rejected by Katharina Weiss, 19.
What?
Despite plying her with champagne in a bid to seduce her. Eden was particularly surprised because he claims to have slept with over 3,000 women. It was shattering, he said. So he took it to court and sued her because she wouldn't sleep with him.
Is that rape?
Nope.
Pretty sure that's rape.
Not rape. No, not.
Well, I know he didn't touch her. Yeah, he didn't touch her. You're right.
He's like, you would sleep me? Fuck. What? I am. Gee, aghast.
Did she win?
I'm aghast. I'm gonna sue you.
Did she win?
Well, how would Judge Charlie rule in this?
You're a disgusting perv. Leave the little kid alone. Go to jail.
So yeah, he dropped the lawsuit.
Okay, good.
No woman has ever said that to me before.
Yeah, okay, pimp. Calm down.
So there you go. People's court for this week.
Wow.
Judge Charlie presiding.
That is crazy. And I would be an awesome judge. Thank you, bye.
A lot of singing.
Okay, well, I hope I'm back next week.
I hope you enjoyed your trip and you're on a safe flight back.
I hope so, because I'm scared of planes.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be fine. Do you take like a sedative or something?
No.
No, okay.
I can't.
Do you drink?
No. I get more paranoid. I just have to wait it out.
Do you rub one out before you go out?
Rub one out?
Yeah.
Like no.
To relax.
No.
No? Okay. I'm trying to think what else you could do.
Nothing. I can't do anything.
Yeah. Okay. You don't.
I'm getting better though because I've been in such rough flights that I'm starting to be okay with flights that aren't that rough.
Okay.
Because I'm like, oh, but I've been worse, so we're okay.
Okay, so you're not rubbing one out. You're not getting hammered, and you're not taking a sleeping pill.
No, I have severe anxiety, so no.
Fuck, yeah, you're fucked.
I just sit.
Meditate,
and just
maybe?
Close my eyes and wait 4 hours. Meditate. Hope to see you guys next week.
All right, so hopefully you're still alive. Everything should be good. Okay,
that's if you want to hear us.
Oh, we got a problem with Google Play. You got to fix it.
Why?
It's broken.
What do you mean it's broken?
I click, it says no work.
Because I changed it. Remember you told me to change it?
But does it work
now?
Oh,
I didn't change it on the website. You're right.
Dumbass. Okay.
Okay.
By the time you click on this, she'll be back from her flight and it'll both work.
Yes. Listen to us on iTunes, Google Play, YouTube.
Yeah.
On the Trending Topics Network.
Brand new, where you can find some great shows like Anything Goes.
Your Mama?
Like Your Mama? Your Mama
Star. Lots of shows. Go check it out.
Check it out. Great show.
It's really good. Really, it is though. No joke. And you could send us an email at thestufupodcast@gmail.com.
.com?
Yeah, I lost my cashew.
Your cashew went into her vagina. And while she's grabbing that, you can also check out What's on Fight. You can also check out The Tuts Experience.
And Twitter.
And Twitter at thestufupodcast for all your questions, commentary, etc.
Be my friend. I don't have any followers.
Nobody likes Charlie.
Nobody.
She needs one friend in the world. Say hello and then she'll take her Christmas lights down. Thank you very much.
It's not unusual. You want to be alone by anyone. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
It's not a-